Paul Wigan. He was somebody who I got to know very well here, and not only just learning about his journey throughout my time here as the head coach, but just getting to know him on a developing a friendship and such a respect for him and just the impact he had on our game, both at the college level and the pro level. An All-American, a Hall of Famer at the college level, pro bowler in the NFL, a head coach at both levels. I mean, what an unbelievable life he lived. And I know he's had a tremendous impact on this organization and, on me in a short amount of time. But just wanted to take a moment today and honor him and express, my sympathies for his family, during this time and that they know how much we cared, loved, and appreciated having him be such a incredible part of this organization for a long time. So wanted to start there. Looking back, at last night, it feels like we were just chatting post-game not very long ago, but I'm really proud of our team, the fight. That was a team that is a very talented team we played, a team that, plays really well at home and didn't get off to the start we wanted to. But I think the adversity and kind of the journey of the season has kind of built this team to a place where we're going to play for 60 minutes every opportunity, overcome adversity, and just continue to stick together and find a way to win a football game. And I thought all three phases helped us do that. And just want to really compliment our players and how much I admire their willingness to stay in the fight and keep attempting to become the best version of our team each and every day, each and every week. And I thought that was on display yesterday. And now we've got to get ready to go back on the road, another NFC East opponent, and try to continue this momentum. Just don't have a ton of injury information, considering a few guys here day to day. I'll get to those guys in a second, but did want to update you on Jonathan Grenard. He aggravated that shoulder, and he's going to we think it's best to go ahead and get that thing fixed. So he'll have surgery here at a, hopefully in the, in the near future and start that process of rehab. I just want to say, as a captain and a leader on our team, he's had a huge impact both on the field, and I thought he played one of his best games yesterday before aggravating that shoulder. But what he's meant to me and our team and what we were able to do as a football team, specifically over these last 2 weeks, JG and his leadership and his commitment to being kind of a foundational player for us as a football team, has been on full display, and I'm just so proud of him, and I know he'll get that thing fixed up and be ready to rock and roll. So outside of that, I mean, Hargrave, O'Neal, Kelly were some other players there that still gathering some information, but think we avoided anything serious, longer term with those guys, and consider those guys day to day, and I'll update you as we go through the week on their availability for Sunday.
With Jonathan, is his season over then?
Yep. He'll get it fixed. It's it's a pretty standard, kind of shoulder injury that should allow him to have a pretty routine procedure and be back on his way to being 100% ready to roll.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it, but clearly something he's been playing through for a while. Just kind of what does it say about him that he was?
Yeah, I think it's something where he was not going to be denied, when he got his strength and got what he needed to be cleared to play. He was back on the field, even going a few weeks back to, minimal snaps and then building it up from there. It was something he was playing through, not something that he knew he would not be able to kind of put this behind him until probably, he got it fixed, whenever that was going to be. And looking at the kind of coming out of it and re-aggravating it, and just it feels like the best time to do that now, specifically after all the things that I just mentioned and what he's meant to us.
Kevin, do you expect Christian Darius will be back at some point?
Yeah, we're going to, he had some swelling in there, during the week and just couldn't quite get there. I would just say it's a it's a week to week kind of what that week is going to look like right now. But yeah, I'm hoping we get him back in there at some point.
And that swelling is just all related to the original.
Yeah, no, it's just part of it. You know, he had a very significant injury. He's absolutely worked his tail off throughout the lead up, the off season, the rehab. It's been a heck of a year for him. I've you know, been really proud of the way he's attacked the rehab side of things and really trying to do whatever he could to build up throughout the season. It just was kind of something we knew going into it could be, you know, very unpredictable, really, you know, coming out of significant snaps in one game versus others and then where he'd be at the end of the week. We've tried to create a plan to manage it as best as possible, but it's you know, just part of it for what this season's kind of been for Christian. I don't think this is going to be anything that you know, will be a part of his future here. I think he's going to be able to you know, with time and with the significant injury he had, I do think we're going to be able to put this in the rearview mirror here. But at this point, it's kind of a day-to-day process for all of us to see where we can get him to for each and every game.
Just reviewing the tape from last night, what stood out to you about kind of the passing game, what you guys were doing?
Well, I thought the explosive side of things, you know, I think we might have had 7 plus 15-yard gains that they were kind of all a little different if you're looking at it. You know, there were some examples of some coverage being rolled to Justin on a third down, and we get Addison over the top for a potential touchdown chance there. They got him down there inside the five, but then there were some, you know, some unique things with some bigger groupings to try to activate, you know, some different types of things that we've done in the past, but just kind of seemed to you know, kind of be a scenario where it was a balance, right? That's a really talented front. You're trying, you don't have your left tackle in the game. Really talented interior, so you're kind of play-to-play, kind of trying to navigate a world where you get those plays and you have a chance to have some of those, you know, chunk completions to kind of stack some positives, but at the same time, see if you can take some significant chunks and not have to drive it against that front, you know, 12, 13, 14 plays. And that's what I thought we did well. I thought we ran it just well enough to kind of weather kind of the snap-to-snap storm and not have to, you know, be totally, you know, off balance one way or the other, run or pass. And then I thought there were some great examples of just decision-making from JJ, you know, trying to activate some play passes down the field. He checks the ball down a couple times to Aaron Jones for gain of 8, gain of 5, just little things like that. That allowed us to continue to kind of use some of those completions as extensions of our run game in a lot of ways and doing it out of different groupings and then, you know, finding some space, you know, maybe on the edges at times, either on some design kind of throws or some unique run concepts that gave us a chance to find some space because it was hard to come by against that front with those three guys in there. And they got, you know, Clowney was impactful on the edges, and they've got, you know, Fowler and the rookie from Boston College as well. So it's a really good front. Backers all run really well. So we knew it was going to be a different kind of game than maybe some of the other games where we've been able to lean on the run game a little bit. But we wanted to try to stay balanced enough to allow those explosives to come our way, and we were able to do that.
Kevin, with all the analytics, are you able to look at healthy offensive line and see if there's any correlation between how JJ plays? And as a quarterback, what do you tell him? You know, Darisaw's not in. Do you say, forget that, expect the same performance out of whoever's playing left tackle? Or how do you manage him through that from a confidence standpoint?
Well, we play differently. You know, we try to, you know, have a plan, especially when we, you know, when we determined that Christian wasn't going to be able to go. You know, we can have a plan and kind of a method to how we want to play where the quarterback shouldn't have to think about that a whole lot, whether that's having some extra help over there or where we're directing the slide, where we're kind of using our resources we do have to try to make sure we can maximize the amount of times we can give him a couple clean hitches to hopefully find some open guys down the field. I did think his pocket movement, you know, whether it was you know, on some of those get back on track downs where they made some plays early in the game in the run game to force some negatives, and we had to try to get back on track. He, you know, moved up and out. I think the significance of moving up and then out of the pocket was on display. A couple runs he had, you know, before the fourth down touchdown he had, you know, that scramble to almost score was going up, going forward. And then even early in the game, second and long, you know, he gets up and out and finds TJ out on the boundary for a conversion on a second and long. Just simple plays like that that, you know, are him doing his job at a high level, and but doing his job and not thinking he has to try to overcome it by, you know, maybe stepping outside the realm of you know, what he's being asked to do on a play. And I think he's, over these last 2 weeks, he's really just locked into that mentality. And I think he's seeing, if I do those things and I play each snap as their own, I'm going to get some opportunities down the field. And even when we don't hit them all, you know, he's making some really high level throws. And I thought that was on full display. I was really, really proud of the way he threw the football last night, even though, you know, there's always going to be things you go back and say, this throw or that throw or this connection with this guy. But as a whole, played at a winning level. And he now has for the last eight quarters, and pair that with, you know, guys doing some good things around him, and we're starting to function a little bit on offense.
The throw to Jefferson in the back of the end zone, that just have a little bit too much heat on it?
Yeah, it was, I think Jets would probably be the first one to tell you he can make that play, but it had some sauce on it for sure. And, you know, that's a going to the right place with the ball. You know, everything about it's right. We just got to find a way to pitch and catch that one.
Kevin, do you ever wonder about what could have been this year when you win last night, you win in Detroit, you win in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, you just look at, we're off to a pretty good start in December. Playing December football is always important, regardless of what your record is. But you do think about, the curse I have is thinking about that one low red zone play, you know, against Atlanta. We might have had a chance to score, but we don't. And or a play against Chicago that could have changed that game, Baltimore, Philly. You just start thinking about games throughout the year, and it circles back to, just what this year's kind of been, and overcoming some things that were outside of our control. But, starts with me of making sure we're doing all the things in our control to try to give ourselves a chance and the best possible chance to win as many games as you possibly go. The 1-0 thing is real, because if you look at that one game, you're really talking about going 1-0 that week, and where could we have been at this point. But that's why I'm so proud of our team and just kind of where we're at right now, because these guys, it's in many ways, you play this game to get in the dance and have a chance to try to compete for a championship. But also, as I've told them multiple times this year, you can learn a lot about yourself and the guys you go to work with every day by how we handle ourselves in these moments. And I think there's constant demonstration right now of our team being made of the right stuff.
Kevin, Paul, you mentioned Paul Wigan, and he played for Paul Brown. He coached with Bud Grant, Nathan Meal, Bill Walsh. And he was such a cerebral guy. Did you tap into, did you ask him a lot about those guys and those people, and was there anybody in particular that you used as his wealth of knowledge?
Yeah, I just remember when I was having my weekly lunches with Bud, with Coach Grant back in 22, there'd be some times where Coach Grant would say some things to me, and I didn't want to, be the young, annoying first-year head coach and fire a question back at him. So I would log it away and make sure I went and found Wiggs and asked him what exactly did he mean by that. But just even being around, him in draft meetings, when he would talk about pass rushers and how he saw it, and he had evaluated everybody, and you're listening to him and what, how his eye saw the game, and just the wealth of knowledge and experience. But you mentioned it, the cerebralness to him. He had an unbelievable way about him of kind of, picking his spots, but at the same time you found yourself going, wanting to hear more and more from him. And like I said, it's been a really cool part of this job. Not only the time I got to spend with Coach Grant before he passed away, but just having Wiggs in the building and being around him, I know made us all better.
What's been the challenge this year of trying to get Justin the ball and trying to balance like the way coverage is playing him, but also just wanting to get him as involved as he and everybody expects?
Yeah, I think, there's I'm not sure the number, 51 maybe plays, and 27 of those are rushing attempts, and you're trying to activate some things. And those plays, just when you don't have the normal volume of plays, and now we had a really good yards per play last night and had some chunks and some explosives, but a lot of those came, with how they were playing. And we can I did think we had some good ops. You know, we talked about Justin in the end zone there. We had him against man-to-man on a kind of a deep crossing route. Another time that you'd like to see those have been kind of plays that when we get that one chance, that sometimes can be the chance for Justin for a sequence of 20 to 25 plays where there's not a safety leaning to him. There's not a double team. There's not a cloud coverage rolling to him. When you're second and 10 after those plays, it does feel a little bit more significant than just, a standard get back on track play. But like I said, Justin's still doing all the things required for us to win. And nobody wants to make those plays more than Justin, and nobody wants to make those throws more than JJ. And we just got to continue to try to find ways to allow Justin to impact the game. I thought we found him, we created a 4x1 one time and got him a look in the red zone. We tried to, have a couple alerts to him in the process of maybe then throwing some screens. So we're just going to always try to find ways where we're not going to miss an op. And I think he got an ample amount of targets for kind of the game that it was, considering the total number of pass attempts we had. But we absolutely are on the hunt to have our best player as involved as we possibly can.
Last one. The defense hasn't allowed a passing touchdown in five games. I guess just what's clicked in that stretch for them?
Yeah, I think there's been a really, really good combination of the marriage of our pressure packages, coverages, and then, getting the quarterback off the spot, even on plays where we're maybe not in a full send it mode, where we're getting the quarterback off the spot. That's the interior guys. That's JG, Dallas, Gink, whether it's one of the backers going on a simulated pressure where we're only bringing four, but we're bringing one of those guys and dropping somebody out. It's been a really good combination of all those things. And then specifically speaking to Harrison Smith last night, it felt like it during the game, felt like it just listening to the calls and then kind of how things played out. But the game within the game that Harrison was playing was as special as, maybe any game since I've been here, as far as against a quarterback like that and an offense and weapons that they have. And he's really in total control and command of what the final call kind of is there, based upon his assessment of what Dak's trying to get to. And there's some back and forth going on there. As a self-proclaimed football nerd, it was pretty fun to watch.